anyone just dying to live? It seems like everybody's crying, but nobody's really trying to forgive. It seems like everybody's dying, but is anyone just dying to live? It seems like everybody's crying, but nobody's really trying to forgive.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hello, everyone. It's 5 p.m. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and we're going to get started continuing on with Vinylthon. If you were listening, hopefully you were listening to some other vinyl being spun today. I have the next 2 hours, but I was here at 12 p.m. with my friend Alani, host of Miscellaneous Music, and also my other friend Maddie, who is not a DJ, but I love very much. So how are you guys doing today? I hope everyone has been well. Give me 1 second here. Get set up. Guys, we're really going to freeball it, whatever that means, because... okay, I just have a random selection. So it's, you might get a little whiplash from this today, because I have some newer albums. I have 1,000 Gex. I have this really beautiful Japanese artist that I got on vinyl, which came out like last year. So, and then I also have some hardcore, which, like I said, we're really gonna... What's going on here, guys? We're really just gonna freestyle this because... Hold on. Oh. Because we... Alright. guys, I'm scared. I've never used the vinyl before. I hope everything works. I just really need your guys' love and support at this very trying time. So I hope you guys will all support me because this is going to be a little bit of an experiment. I'm going to jump right into it. I have 1,000 gecs. So I don't know if you guys were here. If you're like over the age of 20, you probably won't know what 100 gecs is. But this was like COVID era where alternative music was like really blowing up, like electronic wise. And so I have their remix album from the original one that got popular off 100 gecs. And I can only play one song, unfortunately, because it is rather... The whole album is rather explicit. But, you know, we're going to play that one song and we're going to enjoy it. So this is Ringtone Remix from 100 gecs. You guys hear me if I walk all the way to the other side of the booth? Can you guys hear me? Because I'm talking to you, because I love you. Okay, guys. Okay, I'm going to turn this mic up so I can kind of walk around the booth and hopefully you guys can see or hear me while I am getting these vinyls ready. Sorry if I come back to the mic and it's really loud. I just need to turn around because, like, the machine is back here. Okay, so that was Ringtone Remix from 1000 Gex, The Tree of Clues. The next, I'm just going to be honest, guys, the next vinyl is 100% in Japanese. I'm sorry in advance, but I spent a lot of money on this album, and it's very beautiful, and I love it so much. Don't worry, we're going to get back to stuff that's from, like, North America soon. Hopefully you guys can put up with me for the next three songs. Okay. This album is Somoku Hodo, I believe, by Hakushi Hasegawa. I don't know what any of the songs are, guys. I'm sorry in advance. But I hope you guys enjoy because we're about to get weird. Okay. What did you guys think of that very, 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 very long song? I didn't realize how long that song was. It's about 7 minutes. So again, that was Hakushi Hasegawa. I looked up the song names. In order from what it played, it was oh my god, guys, the title is right on the record. I thought, oh my god, I'm so stupid. It was literally to the right of all the Japanese text. Okay, in order, that was Somoku, Doku, Tao, this is like Chinese, I don't know what this is. Tahu Xiao Si. Anyways, beautiful, 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 beautiful. What I have next, and I want you guys to know, I didn't have time to listen to all of these records before I'm playing them. So I am just kind of freestyling. I'm just making sure they don't have any curses in them, which most of them are pretty good to go. So I have, what is this? Where did I put the cover? Oh, this is Squeeze. Yeah. Do you guys know who Squeeze is? I don't, but we're going to find out together. And that's the beauty of physical media. You just look at the cover and you go, oh, wow, that looks cool. And then you play it. So we're going to find out together. This is Squeeze, Take Me, I'm Yours by Squeeze.
to send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of ones with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Okay, guys, that was, what was that? That was, oh my god, where do I keep putting the cover? Oh my god, guys, I'm sorry. That was Squeeze. Those three songs in order were Take Me, I'm Yours, Goodbye Girl, and Cool for Cats. I quite like Cool for Cats. Those, last two songs, Goodbye Girl and Cool for Cats, gave me very, what is it? Devo. You remember the song when they were like, whip it real good, yeah. Devo and a little bit of They Might Be Giants, but not so much. I really enjoyed that. So it was a pretty good pick for me, just picking it off the cover. That's definitely going to go on a playlist or something like that. I thought, honestly, following Hakushi Hasegawa, I just realized, I feel like I'm saying that so wrong. But I realized that last song was quite jazzy, so we could probably follow it up with something more jazzy. So I have here a Weather Report. What is this album? Weather Report Tail Spinning. And I do want to play this, but I want everyone to know I took it out of the sleeve, and it was kind of like dust, like. And I don't have a proper vinyl brush to, like, clean it. So I did my best. And if it sounds really bad, we'll skip it. Because each song, I'm going to play two songs. And they're both, like, 7 minutes long. So I don't want you guys to be listening to it, like, skipping and stuff. But, you know, if it's jazz, maybe you guys won't even notice. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, we are going to listen to Weather Report Tail Spinning, Man in the Green Shirt, and then Lustianos. Yeah. Yeah, six. They're both 7 minutes long, guys. So lock in. Oh, my God. Weather report.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. That was Weather Report. Those three songs, actually not three, just two songs. They were very, very long. They were both 7 minutes. That was Man in the Green Shirt and Lustianos by Weather Report. That was some beautiful music, guys. What did you think? I thought it was quite beautiful. I love some jazz. I'm glad this kind of turned into... Well, I want to say this. I have a copy of Spyro Gyra, but I left it on my bed because I got it signed by the original keyboardist for Spyro Gyra because he's a professor at the school. How crazy is that? So I probably won't be able to play it on Vinylthon, unfortunately, but because I do have all of my vinyl from home, probably the next show you see me on every Saturday at 7 p.m. was for dinner. I'll probably be spinning vinyl anyways, so hopefully we'll have some Spyro Gyra that time. So we're coming to the end of the hour. I do have another hour after this, but of course we have to pause for breaks and stuff. I think really quickly we can fit in a couple UB40 songs. I have Rat in Me Kitchen and Looking Down in My Reflection, and one other I forget the name of, but love UB40, love the song in particular. So I can only hope that everyone enjoys the song. Again, this vinyl is very dusty, so I'm sorry if it doesn't sound so great, but please give it a try. Yay!
bars. We're watching them rewind this rhythm track to the start. Because I write about now we have a rebel version. Same with a different style and pattern, better known as an urban version. Got it!
Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit